prayed about God favoring his churches, and also that God should favor us as a people. We'll be starting by looking at the book of Ezra chapter 1. The book of Ezra chapter 1. Ezra chapter 1, and I'll be reading from verse 1. The Bible states that now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that was the first year of his reign, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. God has already spoken some certain words concerning his church. He's spoken some prophecies concerning his church in this city, in this nation, in your nation. And it says, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God. And whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the men of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides the freewill offerings for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. This evening, we're going to start by praying that God will begin to stir up the Cyruses of our generation. There are certain people that God has placed in authority. There are certain people that God has placed in government. They may not necessarily be Christians. Cyrus was not a Christian. But God stirred up his spirit, and he made a proclamation that favored the church. We're going to begin to pray that God will stir up the Cyruses of our time, of our generation, to begin to make laws, decrees that will favor his church, his kingdom. Lift up your voices and let's begin to pray right now. Marakandedebo. Let's pray that God will stir up the spirit of our Cyruses, of the Cyruses of this time. Marandedebo zikindadeboze. Marandedebo. God has put certain people in places of position that may not necessary Christians, but God will stir up their spirits. There are certain presidents, there are certain prime ministers, there are certain senators that God will stir up their spirits, and they will begin to make laws, make proposals, bring up bills that will favor the church. That God will stir up the Cyrus. Lord, stir up the Cyruses, O God. The Cyruses of our time. That you would stir up the Cyruses of our time, O God. Marakala bazekele bozinda rebo zikinda rebo zende. Imarande rebo zende. Ikande rebo. Marande rebo shinda rakande. Ikande rebo ze. Marande rebo. That you stir up their spirit, O God. Imarande rebo shinda rebo ze. Like you stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia. Ikande rebo. That they shall make a proclamation that favors the church, O God. Marakala bazekele. That will bring an increase to your kingdom. That their spirit will be stirred up, O God. Marakala bazeke lebozo, ikanderebozi, ikanderebozi, imamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamam That you will stir up, oh God, the spirit of the Cyruses of this generation. The Cyruses, oh God. Every Cyrus, everyone that is meant to be a Cyrus in a generation, that you begin to stir up their spirit, oh God. Wherever they may be, oh God, right now, wherever they may be, Lord, whether they are sleeping, whether they are walking, begin to stir up their spirits, oh God, that their spirits begin to be stirred up. Marakalabase, to begin to make proclamation that will favor this church, that will favor your kingdom, that will bring forth an increase in your kingdom. In every nation of the world, in Nigeria, in Canada, in the US, in the United Kingdom, in South Africa, in Uganda, in Kenya, Lord, every Cyrus that you have placed in positions of authority, stir up their spirit, Lord. Marakalabase, that your word may be fulfilled, that your word concerning your church may be fulfilled. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Still looking at the book of Ezra. In Ezra chapter 1, in verse 7, the Bible states something. Ezra chapter 1, verse 7. Bear with me. Ezra chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible states that King Cyrus also brought out the articles of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem and put in the temple of his gods. And Cyrus, king of Persia, brought them out by the hand of Mithredath, the treasurer, and counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. This is the number of them, 30 gold platters, 1,000 silver platters, etc. But basically what you find is that the things that had been taken from the church, that rightfully belonged to the church, when God stirred up the spirit of Ezra, what did he do? He brought them out and gave it back so that they would use it to build the house of the Lord. He brought out everything that belongs to the church. There are many things that belong to the church, many rights, many entitlements that are ours. If we look at the book of Nehemiah. The book of Nehemiah is just after Ezra. Nehemiah chapter 2 from verse 4. The Bible states that, because of time, let's just read from verse 4. It says, "Then the king said to me, 'What do you request?' So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, 'If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it.'" So there was a purpose behind Nehemiah's request. Verse 6, then the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him, how long will your journey be and when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Furthermore, I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through till I come to Judah. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber, so he needed resources, to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me. There are many resources we need as a church. There are many resources that churches worldwide need in order to fulfill the mandate of God. We need finances. We need favor. We need an entrance into the kingdom. We need human resources. We need various kinds of resources. We are going to begin to pray. The Bible states that when Nehemiah spoke to the king, he found favor in his sight, and he gave him what he requested. When God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, the Bible says that he brought out all the articles of gold, all the things that belonged or that should the church can use to build the house of the Lord. So we are going to begin to pray right now. We are going to begin to pray that God will cause us to be favored, that God will give us favor, that every kind of resource that we need to build his kingdom, that resources that we need to build his kingdom, that may be in the hands of the government, that may be in different places, that even as we seek the face of God, even as we request, that God will cause them to come our way. Let's begin to pray right now. Sometimes we need planning permission. There are various resources that are required in the church. Not just monetary. The Bible states that the king granted Nehemiah all that he requested, that the Lord will grant us our requests, and we will have favor in the corridors of power, and when we ask for grants, when we ask for resources, we will have favor. That will have favor, the resources that we need to build this kingdom. Mandaraba, every resource required. Mama, Mozende. Ikandere Mozende. Ikandere Mozende. Mara Ndere 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 Mara Kalabaze Ekele Mozobo Ndare Ekele Mozobo Nobo. Oh, Mara Ndere Mozende. Mara Ndere Mo. Ma Akandere Moze Ekende. Oh, Maraka Ndara Kalabazu Ukondare Ekende. Mara Kandere Mo. Every resource required by churches, oh God, to build let it be granted. Every request, oh, sa akande de mosende. Oh, shande de mosende. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're just joining us this evening, we are praying concerning the favor of God upon his church in this nation and in the nations all over the world. We're going to look at the book of Esther. Esther chapter 5 from verse 2. We know the story of Esther. It states this, that so it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor. Notice that she found favor. We know the story. So from the beginning, you cannot just approach the king without him calling for you. But there was a matter at hand that she needed to attend to. And the Bible makes us to understand that when the king saw her, she found favor in his sight. And the Bible says that the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched the top of the scepter. And the king said to her, what do you wish? He was asking that, what would you like me to do for you? What exactly is your request? And he says, what is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom. So Esther answered, if it pleases the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I prepared for them. Let's look at Esther chapter 7, still along those lines. Esther chapter 7 verse 3. Also it says in Esther chapter 7 verse 3, then Queen Esther answered and said, if I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Had we been sold as male and female slaves, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy would never compensate for the king's loss. And then Esther chapter 8 verse 5 states there. Esther chapter 8 verse 5. And said, if it pleases the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the king seems right, and the thing seems right to the king, and I am pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hamedatha. Basically, what I'm trying to show you here is the various instances when Esther approached the king for a purpose. What you find is that there are various Esthers in the places of authority in the government. What do I mean by an Esther? Esther was an advocate for the Jews. If not for Esther, the Jews might have been killed, annihilated. They may have been destroyed. The prophet may have been destroyed. But there was an Esther that had the ears of the king. There are Esthers in our time that are in places of authority, and they are speaking out on behalf of the churches. They are advocates for the churches. They are the ones standing up in the parliament, in the senate, in the house of parliament, in the house of lords, and the laws that the various parties want to pass, they stand up and oppose it. They are the Esthers of our time. We are going to begin to pray for those Esthers. Listen to me. God gave Esther wisdom. It was through wisdom that she was able to, first of all, invite the king and Haman to a banquet before making the request. It was through wisdom that the second time she said, come again a second time. She wanted to ensure that the king, she had the full attention of the king, that she was, the king was on her side. Wisdom is required for those that are advocates. We are also going to pray that the king will give them boldness. It takes boldness to approach a place where you know that when you approach the king and you have not been called for, you may be killed. She said, if I perish, I perish. There are some people that are in places of authority that need to be standing with boldness and saying that I don't care what people think of me. I'm going to stand on the Lord's side and speak out for the Lord. We are also going to pray that as they go with wisdom, with boldness, that that God will grant them favor. God gave Esther favor before the king. Let's lift up our voices for the Esthers, the advocates of the Christian faith in the various nations, the people that are standing up in the places of government, saying that no, the Sharia law will not be passed in this nation. Those that are standing up and saying no, same-sex marriages will not happen in this nation. Let's begin to pray right now. Pray for the advocates of God's kingdom, that stand in the places of authority, that stand in the corridors of power, and say, if I perish, I perish. Lord, grant them boldness. Lord, give Esther, the Esther of our time. Lord, grant them boldness. Lord, we pray that you shall give them boldness. Boldness to be able to speak out when everybody else is saying otherwise. Boldness, oh God, Marakanderebo, that you give them wisdom to know what to say, how to approach the matter. Marakanderebo, Lord, we pray that you shall give them favor with those that will make the decision. Marakanderebo, Ibarabarabarama, Ukanderebo Zende, Marakanderebo, Shekenderebo Zende, Marakanderebo Zenderebo Zende, Marakanderebo Zende, Marakanderebo. We pray for the Esther. The Esther of our time, the advocates of God, the Esther of this day, the Esther of our generation, that are in places that have the ears of the Prime Minister, that have the ears of the President, in every nation, grant them boldness, oh God, boldness to speak out, boldness to stand up, the boldness to stand up, the boldness to make a stand, the boldness to say, I perish, I perish. Favor as they speak out. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We're still using Esther. We are going to pray in Esther chapter 8. Esther chapter 8, verse 8. The Bible states there, we know the story, so I'm not going to bother to read the preceding verses. It says, you yourselves write a decree concerning the Jews as you please in the king's name and seal it with the king's signet ring. For whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, no one can revoke. Now, this is interesting because the king gave unto Esther and Mordecai and said, you know what? I give you the permission. I give you the authority. You write the law as you find that it favors you. Now, the plan initially, they tricked the king in writing a decree that would have caused the Jews to be killed. because Haman came to meet the king and told him that there are a group of people that they have a separate law. They don't bow down to the king. What they do is different from what every other person does. They operate in a certain manner. And that's how God expects us to operate as Christians. God expects us to operate not based on the law of the world, but the law of the kingdom. And because of that, Haman was not happy. I wanted to get the Jews killed. But get this. Every law that had been written against the Jews, when Esther found favor in the king's sight, he gave her the signet ring and said that, I want you to write the law the way you want it to please you. We are going to begin to pray that God will begin to give the Christians. You see, God already has certain Christians in positions of power. We're going to begin to pray that God will position them strategically to be the ones drafting the laws and the bills, so that when they draft it, it will favor the churches. Let's begin to pray right now that God, they will be strategically positioned, that every bill, every law that has been written, that has been planned against the church of God, that it will be revoked in the name of Jesus. Maraka Labase, you will be turned around. Maraka Ndere Ekele Bozobo. Gendere de 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 de. Gendere Bade Boziki Labase Kele Bozobonde. Maraka Labase Kele Bozoko Lobozende. Endarabare Ndere Boziki Ndare Bozende. Mere Kele Bo. Gendere de 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 de. Ikandere Bozende. Mamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamaye. Laws that are not in favor of your kingdom, of your churches, Marakalabazende, that they should be rewritten. Marakalabaze, Ikanderebo, Ikalabazende de Moshe, Merendere, Jemarabarabarabarabarabarabar, Marandebo Zende, Yenderere, Marabarabarabarabarabar, Jenderere, Jenderebozi, Marakanderebo, Merenderebozi. Every law that tends to destroy, that is trying to destroy the church, the activities of the church in every nation, it shall be turned around, be rewritten in the name of Jesus. That the Esther shall be strategically positioned, the Mordecai's, to rewrite the law to favor your kingdom, O God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalm 102 verse 13. The Bible states that you will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. We're going to begin to pray right now that God will arise. You see, Zion is the church. Zion is the house of the Lord. And it states there that, oh God, that you will arise and have mercy on Zion. We need to pray that God will have mercy on the churches, because a lot of, and I use us, because we're part of the church, a lot of us have missed it. A lot of us are not necessarily doing what we ought to be doing. But we're going to begin to pray that, Lord, arise and have mercy on your churches. Have mercy on your leaders, O God. Have mercy, O God, and begin to favor your church. That let the year 2012 be the year that the fear of favor shall find your churches, oh God. Let's begin to pray right now. Oh Lord, that you favor your churches, oh God. That you favor your churches, oh God. Oh, we pray for your favor, oh God. That you will arise, oh God, and have mercy. That you will have mercy upon your church, upon your churches, in every nation, in every kingdom. That you will arise, O God, and have mercy upon your church, that the set time will be the year 2012. That the year 2012 will be a year of favor for your churches, oh God. A year of favor for King's Court Chapel. A year of favor for the churches in Milton Keynes. A year of favor for the churches in the United Kingdom. A year of favor for the churches in the U.S. A year of favor for churches in Nigeria. A year of favor for churches in Canada. A year of favor for churches in Uganda. A year of favor for churches in Tanzania. Lord, a year of favor. Marakalaba say that you will have mercy upon us, oh God. As a church, oh God. Marakalaba say that you will arise, oh God. Marakalaba say that you will remember your churches. That all we do in the year 2012, we will experience your favor. That everything we do, oh God, every step of the way, that will experience your favor. We will see your favor. That your favor will find us, oh God. We'll find your churches. As your churches look for their buildings, Lord, they will find your favor. With the planning authority, they will find your favor. With the estate agents, they will find your favor. With the vendors, as they go into the community, they will find your favor. With the local authorities, that you will arise, oh God. You will arise on our behalf, Lord. You will arise on our behalf, oh God. On behalf of your churches, oh God. In that Ebo, that you will arise, oh God. Say that in the year 2012, that that will be the year that will find our favor, like we've never done. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at the book of Genesis. Deuteronomy. Let's look at Deuteronomy first of all. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 23. The Bible states there that, and of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. Now that makes me to understand that we need the favor of God. It says satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord. That's a two-pronged approach, if I use that word. They were satisfied, or they were full of favor, and they were full of the blessing of the Lord. And the word that came, the prophetic word concerning Naphtali, was that they would possess the west and the south. We are going to begin to pray concerning the church. That Lord, cause your churches to be full of favor. I know we just prayed now that you will arise and have mercy. But we want to be full of favor, satisfied, full of the favor of the Lord, and full of the blessing of the Lord. And that as we do that, we'll begin to possess the territories God has earmarked for us as a church, as churches, that we'll begin to possess the territories. Lift up your voices and begin to pray right now. That in the year 2012, we'll be full of the favor of God. We'll be full of the blessing of the Lord. And we'll begin to possess territories. Territories God has earmarked for us. That we'll begin to possess those territories. That will be full of the blessings of the Lord. Marakalabaze, to possess our territory. Marakalabaze, indare. Marakanderebose, marakalaba, maranderebosi, ikandare. Rebolo bozo bolobo marakalabase kele bozondo marabarabarabarabaraba ikanderebo yekenderebo ikanderebo marakanderebo sinda indarabarabaraba marabarabaraba yabarabarabaraba yabarabarabaraba ikanderebozi imamamamamamamamamama yenderebo sende yekenderebo senderebozi marabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabaraba yekenderebo zondo imarakalabazende full of the blessing of the Lord, Marakalabase, satisfied with favor, that we may possess a territory from the west, from the south, to the east, to the north. The Kanderebo, possessing every territory, possessing the nation. The Kanderebo, Marakandara Kalabase, Kalemozo, Marekende, Marandere, Kanderebo, Marakanderebo. Jendarabarabaraba, mere nderende, marakalabase kelebozo bonobozondo, imarabarabarabaraba, jenderebo, ikanderebozi, imare nderende, oh, imarendarabarabaraba, oh, shanderebo sende. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin to, we've been praying concerning the favor of God upon the churches. But churches are made up of people. So it's important that we pray for God's favor upon our life. And we're going to start by looking at the book of Genesis chapter 18. We'll be looking at verse 1 to start with. Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1. The Bible states that, then the Lord appeared to him, that's to Abraham, by the terebinth trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him, and when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground and said, "My Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant." So he was saying, "Lord, stop by, speak to me, touch me." we've been praying for the favor of God. We've been spending time praying, and I know that God has loads of plans for us next year. I know God's spirit, God's anointing, his presence, his blessings will increase in our life next year, in our midst next year. But, you know, the Bible says that Abraham said, "If I have found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant." There's a possibility that things may be happening around a person, but they may not partake of it. Now, we are going to begin to pray. Our prayers tonight, we are going to pray for yourself. And you're going to say that, "Lord, the year 2012, Lord, do not pass me by. Lord, do not pass me by, oh God. Everything that is coming around me in terms of your favor, your blessings, oh God, your anointing that is around me in the midst, where I'm in the midst, Lord, don't pass me by." Begin to pray right now. that if I have found favor in your sight, Lord, do not pass me by, O God. Marakanderebo, imara ndere ndere, do not pass me by, O God. Marandere, in the year 2012, Lord, do not pass me by. Marandrebo zekelebo zebo zende, Lord, do not pass me by. In the year 2012, Lord, marakanderebo, imarandere, jenderere. Lord, that you will not pass me by in the year 2012. That you will not pass me by, O God. In that inba, ikandaraba, marakala bazekele moso moro mozin dare mozin dare moshe, yekele moso moro moso moso dare mozin daraba, mandaraba raba. Lord, that you will not pass me by in the year 2012. Lord, as you come into our midst, as you come into the church, as you release blessings upon your people, as you release the anointing upon your people, as you release increase into your people, into our churches, into the nations. Lord, don't let pass me by. He can derebo. Yandarabarabaraba. She can derebo. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, O God, let me be a partaker of all the good things that you are doing in the year 2012. In the year 2012, all the good things that you are doing, that you will be doing in the nation. Lord, let it not pass me by. He can derebo. Mandarabaraba. Mandaraba. Ye can derebo. Imarandarebo. Marandarebo. Imarandarebo. In that above of all the good things that you're doing in our midst, oh God, don't let it pass me by. He can don't let it pass me by. All the good things, all the blessings, all the anointing, all the release of your presence. He can don't let it not pass me by. He can all the prophetic words concerning me in the year 2012, don't let it pass me by. He can Lord, I can zinda maraka don't let it pass me by, Lord. He can derebozo. He can derebozo. He maran derebozo. He can derebozo. He borobobo. He maran derebozo. Maran dererere. He maran derebozo. He can derebozo. Oh, shandaraba. Oh, can derebozo. He can derebozo. In Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to look at let's look at the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. Exodus chapter 3. If you're just joining us, we are praying that God's favor, or that the Lord will favor his churches in this nation and in all nations. And we've prayed concerning the churches. We are now praying concerning ourselves regarding God's favor. And just to remind you, if you're calling from outside the UK or even outside Milton Keynes, please do let us know. If you're on the computer, there's a chat screen. Just send me a message before 7 o'clock, just saying where you're calling from. You just put that there. And if you're using your telephone, send me an email. I would really appreciate that. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. The Bible states in the book of Exodus chapter 3, 21, it states that, this is God speaking to Moses, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing, and shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, so you shall plunder the Egyptians. And then in Exodus 11, verse 3, the Bible states that, still talking about favor with the Egyptians, it says that, and the Lord gave the people, that the Israelites, favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man of Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in the sight of the people. But he said, God gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And Exodus 12, 36 states that, and the Lord, this is Let me read from that 35. Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. Now let me explain this. The Israelites had been working for the Egyptians for years, and they were not being paid what they were due. But a time came when God was about to bring forth a purpose, his purpose in the life of the Israelites. And he caused his favor to go before them, such that when they went to meet the Egyptians, all the things that they were due, they got back. Now, some people, they've been working for years, and you are not being paid what you deserve. You are, all the jobs, all the credits, all the things that you have been doing for years may not necessarily be in terms of the place of work alone. It may be in other areas. You are not being given the credits. But in the time that God was ready to favor the Israelites, he restored, he gave them back much more. All the things that they had, that was owed to them, they got them back. We're going to begin to pray. It says that God gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and they did not go out empty-handed. You're going to pray that, Lord, in the year 2012, as the year begins, as it continues, I will not be empty-handed. Lord, everything that is owed to me, that has been owed to me over the years, Lord, everything, Lord, I begin to call them forth. Lord, that favor, the Egyptians holding my possessions, holding my blessings, holding my monetary gift, holding my breakthrough. Might begin to pray right now. That God will grant you favor, that in the year 2012, you will not go out empty-handed. That the year 2012, that your hands shall be full of articles of gold, articles of silver, in places that you have not been paid your dues, what you are due, what you deserve, that the Lord will cause you to have favor in those places. Oh, that in the year 2012, God will not go out empty-handed. Marakanderebo, everywhere where we are old, Ikanderebo se, Marakanderebo se, where we have been cheated, oh God. Marakanderebo, Ikanderebo se, Imarenderebo, Yenderebo, Ikanderebo se, Marakanderebo, Yenderebo, Ikanderebo se, Marakanderebo, Yenderebo, Imamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamam Robondorebo, Imama Mama Mama Mama, Rocondorebo, Icanderebo, Maradorebo, Icanderebo Zinda, Ike Dare Ekelebozobo, Merekelebozi, Incandere Ekende, Mara Akandaraba, Mara Calabazende, Imara Akanderebozi, Icanderebo, Mara Calabaze, Mondaraba, Icanderebozi, Maranderebozi, Oh, Sha Akanderebo, Mereke Ndere Ekenderebo, Mara Akanabaze. Dare Nere Ekende, Moronda Rabalaba, Imama Mama Mama Mayes, Oh Sha Akanderebozi. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let's look at let's look at Psalm 106 verse 4. Before we do that, turn with me to Proverbs 14:35. I think this is very pertinent, and I want us to pray about it just in case we run out of time. I want to make sure we get there. Proverbs 14:35. The Bible states that the king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. What does that mean? It says the king's favor is toward a wise servant. We need wisdom sometimes in order to gain favor. One of the things I found out in my life, in life, is that wisdom for relationships causes you to have favor in certain places. Wisdom on how to behave, how to talk. For some people, it is the lack of wisdom that has caused them not to have favor. It is the lack of wisdom that is withholding their breakthrough in certain areas. It is the lack of wisdom that has caused them not to progress in life. It is the lack of wisdom that has brought them where they are. Whereas if they had wisdom, they would have had favor with certain people that would have helped them to get to the, you see, when you have wisdom with the destiny helpers that God has sent your way, you will find out that doors will become open. Doors that normally you would not be able to open yourself will become open. And I think it's very key, because the Bible states there, it says that the king's favor is toward a wise servant, which means that when somebody is wise, the likelihood of you having favor with the right people is higher than if you don't use wisdom. So we're going to begin to pray right now. We're going to begin to pray for wisdom. You need wisdom for relationships. You need wisdom on how to behave. We need wisdom on, in all areas of our life. Let's begin to pray that God will give us wisdom. And as we have wisdom, His favor will go before us. That we will have favor with man, with God. Begin to pray right now. Marakanderebo zende. We'll have favor that as He gives us wisdom, we'll have favor with those He has sent, Marakalaba Zekelebozo, to assist us. Marabade ndere 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 nde. Jederere. Jenderere. Jebarabarabarabaraba. Imarakanderebo zende. Ikanderebo. Yekenderebo. Imamamamamama yekelebo zikindarebo zeborobo zende. Marakalaba zikindarebo ze. Maranderebo zende. Imaranderebo. Jebarabarabarabaraba. Maranderebo zi. Ikanderebo. Pray for the wisdom. Wisdom of God, divine wisdom. Wisdom on how to behave. So that you will have favor with the king. You will have favor with those that you need in life. Those that need to take you to the next level of your life. God has sent your blessings in the hands of certain people. Pray for wisdom. Wisdom for relationships. Wisdom so that you can have favor. The Bible states that the king's favor is toward the wise servant. When you are wiser, you will have favor in the right places. Lord, grant me wisdom. Let me have divine wisdom. That I will have wisdom, oh God, that I will be able to have favor, oh God, the wisdom that brings favor. Marakalaba zekelebozo, merendere ekelebozo bolobo, marandelebo zenderebo, imarandere ndere nderende. Marakanderebozi, marandereboze, ikanderebozi, ni marakandarakalabazo, robotaraba, yendarabaraba, 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 ikanderebozi, marandereboze, marabarabaraba, ikanderebo, merenderebo, ibarabarabaraba, ikanderebozi, ikanderebozi, ikanderebo, oh, yekenderebozi, ndereboze, bonoboze, marakalabaze, kelebozi, nderebo, ni mama, Lord, the wisdom for relationships, oh God. The wisdom, oh God. The right kind of wisdom that will bring favor my way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Psalm 106, verse 4. Psalm 106, verse 4. The Bible states that, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation. But my key area of emphasis where it says, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Which means that there are certain people that God has favor towards. And personally, I want to be counted amongst those people. Amongst the people that, you know, it's interesting because if you look at the life of Joseph, the Bible states at various instances that Joseph found favor with the Lord. In Genesis 39 verse 4, you don't have to turn there because of time. It says he found favor. Genesis 39 verse 21, he found favor. What you find is that there are certain people that if you read their stories, it's like they just can't explain it, but they just have favor continually. And it says there that, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. We are going to begin to pray right now. That, Lord, remember me, Lord, with the favor you have toward your people, the people you have favored. Lord, remember me in the year 2012, oh God. Remember me the way you remembered Hannah, the way you remembered Sarah. Lord, remember me, oh God. Remember me, oh God. Marakanderebo, with the favor, oh God, that you have toward your people. Imaranderebo, imaranderebo. Something we cannot dispute is God favors the Jews, the Israelites, but we are the spiritual Jews. We want to begin to pray that, Lord, remember me. Remember me, Lord. Marakanderebozi, with the favor you have toward your people, oh God. Remember me, Lord. Imaranderebozi, remember me in the year 2012. Marakalabazekelebozobolobozende. Mkanderebozi, marakalabazekelebozo. Marakalabazende. Ondarabarabarabaraba. Remember me, Lord, with the favor you have toward your people, Lord. Marakanderebo, ikanderebo, imaranderebo zende, ikalabadekelebo, imamarabarabaraba, maranderebo zi, ikanderebo zi, maranderebo, ikandarabadebo, yekelebo zobo zobo. Remember me, Lord, ikanderebo zi, maranderebo zi, kindarebo zi, imaratarabadebo zobo zobo, imarabarabaraba, ibarabaraba, yekenderebo, ikanderebo, yekenderebo. Remember me, Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Remember me, O God. Lord, remember me. Remember me, Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Marakandaraba, yakandaraba, yakandaraba, mkanderebozi, yeborobobo, yebarabaraba. Imarenderebozi, imamamamayende, yekenderebozi, ikanderebo, robo lobo zobo zobo. Lord, remember me, remember me, remember me, Lord. Marakalabazekelebozondo, oh, maranderebozende. Lord, remember me, Lord, remember me, Lord, remember me, Lord. Ikanderebozi, imaranderebozi, ikanderebo, imarenderebo, oh. Marakalabaze, ekenderebozi, imarenderebozende, imamamamamaye, rabarabarabarabaraba. Remember me, Lord, imaranderebozi, imamamamamaye, rekenderebozende, ikanderebo, yebo, ndere, ndere, nderende, yekelebo. Lord, remember me, Lord, ikanderebozende, rebo, ndere, ekelebozobo, imaranderebozende. Oh, with the favor you have toward your people. Yenda rabarabaraba. Imaranderebozi. Yekelebozobunda rabazende.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm just going to read this, but we won't have time to pray about it. And you can continue praying or pray concerning it in your own time. The Bible states in Psalm 44 verse 3. It states that we have, let's read from verse 1. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in days of old. You drove out the nations with your hand, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples and cast them out. Verse 3 is where I'm really going. It says, for they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. We won't have time, like I said, but I'll just give you the prayer point. And what I would like you to pray later on tonight, or when you can, or immediately after we go off the air, you want to pray that, Lord, let me see your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, so that I may gain possession of the land you have given me.
Because it is not by our ability, it is not by our capabilities, it is not by our skills, but it is only when God favors us that we'll be able to gain possession of the things he said concerning us. Amen. Father, we thank you. Daddy, we thank you for today. We thank you even as we begin to draw to a close of these 14 days of prayer and fasting. We thank you because, oh God, you have been faithful, oh God, towards us. Lord, we thank you for your words that you have spoken concerning our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the promises and the prophecies that you have given us concerning the year 2012. We thank you for the plans that you have revealed to us, oh God. Daddy, we thank you because we know that even as we have been praying, our prayers have not been in vain. We thank you because the prayers have been registered in heaven. You have heard us, oh God, and you have answered us, oh God. Even this day, as we have prayed for favor concerning your church, Lord, in every nation of the world, oh God, we begin to pray using King's Court Chapel, oh God, as a point of contact. Lord, we pray that your churches shall be favored in the name of Jesus. Lord, that Lord, every Cyrus, oh God, that their spirit needs to be stirred in order to begin to make laws concerning your church, concerning proclamations in every nation, every city. Lord, that as we pray, oh God, that their spirits will be stirred in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray concerning every resource we require, even as Nehemiah approached the king during this time. And the Bible says that the king granted him his request. Lord, we pray that, Lord, the request for the, of the churches, oh God, that they require the resources we need, oh God, to build your kingdom in the year 2012 and hence and beyond. Lord, that it shall be granted to us in whatever area we require it in the name of Jesus. Even right now, we pray for the Esthers that are in the corridors of power. Lord, those that are advocates for your kingdom, those that are making a stand for Christianity. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you shall grant them boldness. Lord, that you shall grant them favor. You shall give them wisdom in the name of Jesus. Even right now, oh God, we pray for everyone under the sound of my voice and every representative of every church, every nation, oh God, that has been praying today, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, they will experience your favor in the year 2012 in Jesus' name. The Bible states in Psalm 5 verse 12 that, Lord, your favor surrounds the righteous as a shield, oh God. Lord, I pray your favor shall surround us in the name of Jesus. That we thank you. Lord, even as we have prayed, that you will not pass us by. Every good thing, Lord, every good thing that you are doing in the nations, that you are doing in the churches, that you are doing in the cities, that you are doing around us, every good thing, oh God, Lord, we pray shall not pass us by in the name of Jesus, that we will be partakers of your blessing. We will be partakers of your increase. We will be partakers of your anointing. We will be partakers of your presence, oh God. Lord, that it will not pass us by in the year 2012 in Jesus' name. Daddy, we thank you. Once again, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, I just want to thank you all for coming in today, for dialing or logging in if by the computer. Thank you very much. I just want to remind you, tomorrow is the last day of the prayer and fasting. You don't want to miss tomorrow because we will be just thanking God, and as the Lord leads us, we'll just do as God leads us. But something important I just want to remind you about is that tomorrow, after praying towards the end, we'll be taking communion. Wherever you may be, I want you to take communion. If you are on your own, take communion. If you are praying with some friends, take communion. If you are at home with your family or with your children, your wife or your spouse, you want to take communion together. But wherever you are, whether in your car, in the office, just park the car and take communion at the time which we start to. It's to seal and to renew our covenant with the Lord. Amen. God bless you and see you all tomorrow at the same time. Amen.